This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for Fayetteville Flyer. Welcome back.
I'm in mourning. Mourning today.
And that is because?
The end of Oprah. My favorite thing.
Oprah Winfrey Show has been on for more than 20 years.
25 right? years.
25 years. And the run concludes?
The end of May. Yeah. And you know, a lot of attention will be paid to the fact that, okay, first off, she's not leaving for good. She still got the magazine and
her own network
and production companies and 25 other shows that have her name attached to them. You know, Dr. Phil and Rachel Ray and Susie Orman and all these other programs.
Has her own channel on XM.
Has her own XM channel. Her friend Gail has a show. So, I mean, she's not going away. It's just the end of the forum to which, you know, most people have become accustomed to seeing her for 25 years. I mean, it has been the constant of not just daytime television, because where daytime television stops is normally with people who stay home during the day. But with Oprah, her effect and what's happened on her show has always, especially in the past, say, 15 years, had a big effect on a large number of people, not just the people who watch the show, but on retail, on books, we know. Her favorite things list at Christmas, they're always, you know, top sellers. So she has quite a bit of pull.
When Oprah started her show more than 25 years ago?
Yeah, 25 years ago.
I'm trying to remember what talk shows were on the air at that time. Phil Donahue.
Well, it was Phil Donahue. I mean, and she killed Phil Donahue. I mean, that was her big thing. She talks openly about how when the Oprah Winfrey Show began, as a small show, she was from Baltimore and she moved up to Chicago, and she was small and she was supposed to take a fraction of Phil Donahue's audience, and she never thought that she could touch him. And within a year, she was routinely beating him. Now, what a lot of people don't know, unless they've been watching since the beginning, like I have, is that she didn't start doing the Oprah we know today. There was no remembering your spirit or finding your inner voice or, you know, the pull. She started doing things very similar to what we all hate about talk shows, which is, you know, those kind of spicy,
salacious
news stories. And that's really what she did for the first 4 or 5 years. And people, you know, were kind of, they were fast to her. It also helped with the fact that she was getting a lot of attention at the time because she had just come out in The Color Purple, and she was nominated for an Oscar. And so she had a lot of attention paid to her at the beginning. And then sometime around 92, 93, and she talks openly about it, she decided that the format, the content for the show would change and it would become better than what it had been, and she wasn't going to go to those sort of, you know, salacious news stories.
No, when she made this comment, she was already ruling. I mean, she was the number one talk show on television.
Yeah.
So I guess on one hand, because she was number one, she could do that. But on the other hand, she was leaving the format that had helped her become number one.
Yeah, but she had the power, and that's the thing. She recently had a lot of daytime talk shows, including Phil Donahue, a lot of daytime talk personalities on her show as part of her 25th send-off. And, you know, people like Ricky Lake and Sally Jesse Raphael. And,
wow.
You know, and it was really interesting to see this line, Geraldo, this line of people that have come and gone, and she's stuck. And here's the thing. They would occasionally mention every one of them, Montel Williams, every one of these talk show hosts said, "We remember the day we beat the Oprah Winfrey Show." And it was a day. For 24 years of the 25, with the exception of maybe 7 or 8 days along the way, she's been number one. I mean, it's unreal. And the viewership numbers, although, I mean, this past season have been great because it's her 25th year, but although they're lower than they were because naturally people watch it in different formats now, it's still oftentimes triple her next competitor, which would probably be someone like Ellen DeGeneres or The View.
So what happens now in her void? I mean, next fall when the Oprah Winfrey Show isn't there for stations to put on the afternoon, what will take her place?
I don't think anything will. I don't.
Well, let me ask you this then, because I have probably seen a dozen Oprah Winfrey shows in my life.
Shameful.
You have been watching from the beginning. What is it about her that elevated her to this level and gave so many people a reason to watch her?
I think it's relatability. I think that although she's extremely, you know, affluent, we know that she wasn't. Mm-hmm. She's given a lot of information about her personal story, so I think that helps. And I think that, above all, I'm not sure, other than maybe Matt Lauer now, maybe Barbara Walters now, she is the best interviewer. There's something about her that gets to the point. She asks the question you want to know. And if you think back to, there was a big controversy a couple of years ago when she endorsed the book A Million Little Pieces.
Right.
And then James Frey, the author, it was found out, made it up.
Right.
And
she had him back on.
People forget that the sweet face of the Oprah Winfrey Show has a hard edge, because she took him on the show and grilled him. I mean, raked him over the coals. I've never seen an interviewer do that to such a degree. And coincidentally, I think he is going to be on one of the last 20 shows to talk about it. But because she's been kind of going full circle with a lot of her guests. People started to see, you know, a different side to her. So in the past season, she's had Barack and Michelle Obama. She's had George Bush. She can have all these political figures. She can have the celebrities, you know, the Julia Roberts or the huge Barbara Streisands or that Tom Cruise jumping mm-hmm. on the couch thing. So she really can get to the heart of an interview.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.